Proclamation number 6218 of 23rd of March, 1955. Redemption work for souls. Intercession. Whatever is done in goodwill to contribute towards the soul's redemption, to help them in their spiritual adversity, is also regarded as redemptive work and benefits those unhappy souls which you want to save from the fate of darkness. They feel your intercession and you call them to you with your loving thoughts so that they will never ever leave you again as soon as they feel the strength which emanates from you through your love. And I know very well which souls need your intercession when you pray for the souls languishing in the abyss. I also know how these souls behave towards your will to help, and I will also bring those souls to you so that they can let themselves be redeemed with your help. For the gospel must first be conveyed to them so that they can then become active themselves if strength is imparted to them. They must know about Jesus Christ themselves as the Redeemer from the abyss before they can also lead other souls to Him, which then also consists of their activity, if a small light of realization shimmers for them. These souls can do nothing without Jesus Christ, yet in the abyss they are completely without knowledge about Him, who alone can save them from darkness. And this knowledge shall be conveyed to them through you, only then will they be able to call upon Him of their own free will, and only then will they be saved. But as long as the souls are without knowledge of their Redeemer, they are also hopelessly exposed to my adversary's power, and your prayer for these souls means a slight loosening of their shackles which gives them the impetus to come to you in the hope of changing their situation. And then they shall receive information from you in which way their situation can be improved, in which way they can become free from the power of their jailer. And as soon as they have been given this knowledge, they can again decide for themselves whether they want to follow your advice or not. But once they have stayed close to you, the return to the abyss is so dreadful to them that they will seriously reconsider and mostly follow your suggestions, that they, in order not to be beaten into shackles again, call for the one whom you have proclaimed to them as Savior and Redeemer. It is the redemption from the depths dependent on the free will of the being. A soul cannot be arbitrarily redeemed and led to the light against the law of my eternal order if it does not want it itself. And you should stimulate this will and lovingly inform the beings of my word, which has a strong effect of strength on them, and therefore you yourselves possess great attraction because you give them love and strength. Only rarely is a soul so stubborn that it returns into the abyss once it has felt the benefit of light and strength with you. But otherwise it will fall even deeper than before, and it will take eternal times until it experiences the grace of light supply again, for such an obdurate soul is still completely in the adversary's fetters, and it has only followed the sparks of light with the intention of extinguishing them. Even though it will only then be illuminated and could easily release itself from that power. But the will of the soul is taken into account. But such souls redeemed from the abyss are exceedingly grateful to those who have helped them into the light through loving intercession or mental instructions, and they prove their gratitude to people through help in earthly adversity and through redeeming work in the spiritual kingdom. They become eager co-workers in my kingdom, they descend into darkness again and help those up into the light who are willing. Amen.